is by the Satellite Sisters, celebrating the power of female friendships in our lives. This holiday season, skip the scented candle or the bottle of wine. Tell your BFF she's the best with a copy of You're the Best by the Satellite Sisters, available at Amazon or wherever books are sold. You are listening to Satellite Sisters. This is our recap of the CBS drama, Madam Secretary. I'm Leanne Dolan in Pasadena, California. My sister Julie Dolan is in Brooklyn, New York. And Julie, this week's episode was Snapback. That was the name.
There's some people that needed some snapping back, Leanne, on this episode.
Now, you're in Brooklyn. I know you're there on some family issues. You're Urban Nana there in Brooklyn. But have you seen any of the cast or crew? I mean, there were some good New York scenes, I thought, in this week's episode.
I liked it. I'm looking for those Canadian Goose big puffy jackets around town.
Do it.
Well, you know how good I am at celebrity sighting, right?
Yes. I saw someone.
Urban Nana is going back to the same park, the same play park where I saw Anthony Edwards. And perhaps Tim Daly and Taya Leone will be there, okay, perhaps, in their big goose down puffer jackets. I'll be looking for them.
All right, Julie, I want to give a shout out to a member of the Satellite Sisterhood who last spring gave Liz a pin specifically for me. She works at the U.S. Department of State in Washington, D.C., right there at the State Department. And it's a pin that has the State Department logo and the U.S. flag on it. Now, it took Liz a while to transfer the pins to me, and she got one for my son, Colin, as well, which was super nice because we had been to the State Department last year. So this episode, I'm wearing the pin, Julie, as we tape this, and I would just like to say thank you to the State Department employee because everyone in this episode had a pin on. Did you notice that?
I did notice that.
Yeah.
I don't think you should go to Washington, D.C. without a pin, and I'm glad you have one, Leanne.
Now I have a pin. Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me look official, even though I have no official role whatsoever in the State Department. But this week, I'm Madam Secretary in Snapback. It was really ripped from the headlines, right? I mean, we know
exactly.
They managed to do it every week, but this week, dead on. Nuclear weapons in Iran, Russian interference, fake news, white privilege getting into Harvard. But all we could really focus on was the confirmation of the black undergarments.
Leanne, we have been on this all this season. Yes, indeed. She's wearing black undergarments with those white blouses. Okay.
Just unbelievable. I mean, Julie, you have been speculating and speculating. I don't have the same undergarment radar that you do. So I haven't really bothered. But there it was. Proof positive. She's getting changed in the morning. She's taking a call. She has a black bra slip cami thing on. And then she puts a white shirt on over it. Bingo, confirmation of the black undergarments.
Well, you know I'm going to start doing that, Leanne. I would never have done that. But if it's good enough for our Secretary of State, it's good enough for me.
There you go, Joel. Okay, we had three storylines happening this week at the White House. The Iran peace deal falls apart. This is the nuclear weapons treaty that Bess and the White House have worked so hard on. It's completely falling apart and taking with it Dalton's presidency. So that's a bummer, unless Bess can put it back together. And she's going to have to go full CIA to get this to work. Right, Joel?
Yeah, she does. I mean, we see in this episode her interrogation techniques. I think they would work on teenagers as well. Get the glass of water, separate people. Oh, yeah. There's some techniques you can use if you have teenagers in your household. So, but yeah, I think that's why this show, I think we enjoy, because it is really relevant that, you know, that the Iran deal is falling apart. There are consequences. There are political consequences. There are career consequences, and obviously geopolitical consequences as well. But that was very realistic. I like that.
All right. Second storyline at the racquetball court. All right, that's right, people. Real men do play racquetball. At least they do on TV. Have you ever noticed that? Like on TV, when men have to get together, they play a lot of racquetball. Do you know any men that play racquetball?
No, not a single one. I thought that was gone. I thought it was like disco balls and racquetball. I thought it all went out in the 80s, but apparently not.
I guess not. I mean, every episode of Law and Order, like every third episode of Law and Order, that would feature a racquetball scene. But that was the 90s in New York, still apparently in D.C. Henry's playing racquetball with an old Marine buddy who happens to be a congressman. He has to win over to Bess's side for the big vote in January. So we'll get to that story. And then at the McCord household, all of a sudden, Stevie, who, you know, 18 months ago was adrift, she wants to go to Harvard Law School.
Yeah, I saw that, Leanne. Yes. And then her strategy for getting into Harvard Law is to get the celebrity recommendation from the chief of staff, Russell. Okay. As a former admissions director, I'm just saying that celebrity VIP recommendations come in all the time. It may not weigh as heavily in her favor as she thinks. That's all I'm saying, Leanne.
That's true. Julie was a straight up admissions director at several fine business schools and undergraduate programs. Well, Julie, Russell is just dying to give it to her.
Okay. Oh, good one, Leanne.
Thanks.
Good.
Thanks, Joel. Okay. All right. But first, let's go back to the White House now. Let's take our three stories. First of all, I just have to say I really loved the opening scene. What we have is Matt having a wonk meltdown over the Iran nuclear deal that's falling apart. All right. And so he gives the whole background of the setup and who's pulling out and why the P5 isn't supporting sanctions. And isn't this what they wanted? And why aren't they voting on it? And then Nadine gives him a total dressing down, like puts it all in perspective because she is the longtime State Department employee that just works for the good of global security. But that was a very clever bit of writing because Matt set up all the issues. If you hadn't watched the last couple of weeks of Matt and Secretary, but you saw that scene, you would totally get what the issues were, what the story was, where the frustrations lie. It was a very good piece of writing. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, well, Leanne, that's good insight. Yeah, that I hadn't really thought about it that way. I was really focused on Nadine's hair, I'm sorry to say, which I thought looked shorter and curlier and cute and was wondering whether I could pull it off. But thank you. Thank you for taking the high road when I went, obviously, down some alley there in that opening scene. Okay, good.
Okay. So Madam Secretary's job is to sort of secure the P5. And Julie, I'll admit it. What does P5 mean? What is that? It's five big countries, but what was...
Those are the five big power countries. Land. Yes.
Oh, okay. It's just power. The P is power.
I guess so. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. Mm-hmm. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's. Okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you, it's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled PROSE, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, PROS. Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leanne, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting frame bridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah. Any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leanne, they have already frame bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the frame bridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and FrameBridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but FrameBridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay? Yeah. And that's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or see a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's FrameBridge.com. Thanks, FrameBridge.
All right, so France is pulling out and the French foreign minister shows up. And how do we know she's French, Julie?
Because she's in a fabulous suit and scarf, Leanne. Wasn't the French accent at all. It was what she had on.
Yeah.
It was a just absolutely excellent suit and scarf.
Smashing, smashing. And they're, of course, negotiating, wait for it, another riff from the headlines, a deal with Airbus.
Which is a joint venture, European joint venture, Leanne, and they're the major competitors to our Boeing, right?
Yeah.
So yes, but
unbelievably, there was like an airline through line in this story. I couldn't believe it. I mean...
Again, ripped from the headlines, but you know that they wrote this and filmed this months ago, but right. Yet Madam Secretary continues to be able to probably be the most relevant show on TV.
This, my husband came in. I watch it Monday morning because I can't stay up till 9 o'clock on a Sunday night. So I watch it Monday morning with my coffee and it's 5 a.m. And I said, you should really watch this show. This is better than the news now.
That's a good thing. Okay. Don't do the fake news. Just watch Madam Secretary. You have a lot of geopolitical issues going on. It is all relevant. Yep. So
it's our directing. All right. So they got to get France back on board. They have to go to Russia and talk to these Russians, these Iranians. They dig up that guy from the basement, Walter, and he plays out sort of all of his scenarios. It is fun to see how he thinks about that. Those scenes, I think, with Walter and Jay are very successful scenes, kind of interesting. And, you know, he likes to quote a lot of ancient philosophers and this and that. And this one, it was a whole Shakespeare reference and a Hamlet reference. And they get to the idea that, oh, maybe it's not the Ayatollah at work in Iran. The opposition leader may be influencing it. And the Ayatollah didn't just want to save face. And so there are these guys in Russia that might have the answer. So in like 12 seconds, who were those people in Russia interrogating the Iranians? Were they our people? Were they Russians? Were they
Russians? They were the Russians. They were, they spoke Russian, Leanne, and pretty good Russians. I guess they were that we had the cooperation of the Russians to interrogate the Iranian scientists in Russia. So to figure out what was going on.
But here's the scene Julie was talking about earlier, the interrogation scene where Bess is directing the entire thing from Washington, D.C. And you can see that, you know, the people watching, you can see that Jay and Walter, they're impressed because she's full CIA. Like she just.
Right. I mean, that without saying, hey, remember, I was in the CIA before I headed up the State Department. She just shows you, she shows you how it's done. No waterboarding, but there was a glass of water involved, and that seemed to provide the pressure point to just have one of the Iranian scientists spill the beans about what was really going on.
Okay. And then in the meantime, I have to say at the White House, there's just – hysteria. Russell is hysterical about this because he said, we're hemorrhaging congressmen over this. As this falls apart, it makes us look terrible. Dalton, I don't know. Is it possible to get his blood pressure up? He's maybe I'll be the leader of the free world. Maybe I won't. I don't know. Did we do the right thing, Bess? He doesn't seem fired up and ready to go at all, Julie, does
no,
he?
No, that's not commanding in chief at all, Lynn. So,
yeah. So Bess arranges several secret meetings through the Canadian embassy.
Canadians are great diplomats, Lynn, great diplomats. That's another sort of real element of this show. They are great diplomats and they help out in so many ways that we don't even know about. So I was happy to see that the Canadian embassy was where she was meeting the Iranian foreign minister.
And she backdoored something through the Swiss, right? This is how diplomacy works, people, right here. Again, better than the news, Madam Secretary. So long story short on the Iranian deal, like it all worked out. They managed to save the deal. Bess kind of faked him out. She got the intel that she needed. She played everybody both ways in the middle. There was actually a cable news story where she suckered in the Dalton's opponent, Sam Evans, and she got him to admit something in the makeup room that a producer at the cable news network overheard. How great was that?
Hot mic moment, Leanne. We loved it. Again, so relevant, so newsy. And yes, you can see that happening. Yeah, she really played everyone. Her background in the CIA really worked well for her this episode.
So it looks like everything's going well. And then, oops, what happens? Because she's got the Israelis to deal with, and they're not happy about the prospect of Iran getting a nuclear weapon. The quote, scientists from Russia, the Iranians, get back on the plane. And then we see, the headline reads Azerbaijan, and there are some guys, and we know they're bad guys because they're wearing those scarves again.
They're wearing the official bad guy scarves.
Yeah.
Driving around in the bad guy trucks that they always drive around in.
Yeah.
Surface to air missiles, Leah.
Yes. Yeah. And they take their SAM and they shoot down the plane with the scientists. And so it's kind of game on, really, between Israel and Iran. And that looks to be maybe where we're headed in the season, the mid-season finale next week. So here's one theory I want to float, Julie.
Okay.
Because it looks like Dalton is heading for a loss. You know, the special congressional runoff. We'll talk about it in a second. But I'm wondering if the Sam Evans, who's clearly the based on Trump, he's clearly based on Trump.
the populist president.
I'll just say, yeah. On TV all the time, blah, 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 a lot of talk. I'm wondering if there's some way Bess stays on as his Secretary of State. I wonder if we're going to get a switch of presidents and a switch of administration, but Bess will stay on.
Well, Leon, that's a very interesting theory, so that the new president would be putting together, you know, some rivals in his cabinet. And so Bess would stay. Aha.
Yeah.
That certainly would add, I think it would add, because there seems to be a lot of tension between Bess and the opposition candidates. So that's a good twist, Leon.
It occasionally happens, right? Wasn't Secretary of Defense Gates,
in multiple administrations? Yes, that's possible. Yeah.
So, okay. That's just throwing it out there. I don't think we're going to see that next week. We're obviously going to come back in January and get the vote in sort of real time, but watch for it. Okay. Now, Henry, just briefly, Henry has to do some mail bonding with this congressperson. They play racquetball, which we've mocked. Then they drink a tremendous amount of, what was that, scotch?
Gosh, my head hurt just watching them drink that. I mean, that, you know, Gatorade, guys, Gatorade. They were like rehydrating with scotch, you know, or whatever.
And so then just a lot of baggage came up with the congressman who blamed Henry for taking him out for a night of drinking and ruining his aviation career. And that's why he never made to fly jets. And it's just not going well. And all I could think of was, what is that sad Muzak in the background? They were sitting in one of those private clubby looking bars. And I was like, is that? I really thought that guy was going to suicide. I was like, oh, please don't let Henry be responsible for ruining yet another life. I mean, Yeah,
I know. Henry was way over his head, and Henry was drinking too much too. I mean, let's just face it. He had a specific job to do, which is try to convince this guy, or at least, you know, sort of seek out his opinion to see if he could be swayed towards their side. And he was staggering around too, and ended up with a hangover the next day. Leon,
yeah,
interesting family scene at home when Bess tries to, you know, just say, "Oh, your father is." tired, oh brother. But Henry just, because I guess he's, you know, a philosophy professor and deals with morals and ethics, just totally admitted that he was really hungover, as well you should be from drinking all that scotch.
It did make me wonder, because Bess was like somewhere in Canada meeting with the Iranians or somewhere meeting with secret people.
Time travel, Leon. There's a lot of that. I mean, there's elements of reality in this show, but we have discussed on previous occasions that the time travel aspect of Madam Secretary, she is just able to get places.
Well, Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, I'm having my box sent there, Leon.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. ButcherBox gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free-for-year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox. Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life, aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils. I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the mega moisture duo.
Yes.
You can literally see your skin get firmer. And it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria algae body oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria collagen body oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz. Your youthful glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea.
And he's out drinking. I was like, who is picking up the kids from high school? Who's making them dinner? But that's okay. Yeah. They're a modern family. They're working it out. The kids are all smart. They can figure out how to stop and get a burger. So then on the home front, we have Stevie, who 2 years ago was dating a heroin addict and like volunteering as a community organizer.
And was dropped out and had dropped out of college, too. Yeah.
Right. Now she wants to go to Harvard Law School because she feels like if she wants to do the best, she has to go to the best place, even though Henry and Bess are trying to talk her into going to the University of Virginia, where many fine lawyers have gone. And it was, of course, started by Thomas Jefferson, Bess points out. But no, she's going for the big celebrity endorsement. And here's the thing. I had to think, like, you're already the daughter of the Secretary of State. Like, do you also need to gild the lily with a recommendation from the president's chief of staff? I guess she felt like she had to. So we see her she has to go back 2 or 3 times. And this is our chance to see Russell in action working. And he's just working. And he's fussing and he's foaming at the mouth. And every scene he got grayer and grayer and grayer, didn't he, Julie?
Yeah, he was just spinning faster and faster and just rolling around in that chair of his, you know, and just.
I know, what was that?
Dangerous speeds, Leon. Dangerous speeds.
So she's got one day to get the recommendation and Stevie goes back. Apparently you could just go in and out of the Oval Office like nobody's business all day long, in and out, in and out. So she's there for the third day in the row. She's picking up the recommendation. He's handing her the Harvard recommendation. And he collapses with what looks like a massive heart attack.
I know.
I'm sure as the admissions officer, you were screaming, get the recommendation. Is that true?
Yes, I was. Just sign the back of that envelope so it's valid. Again, I don't know why she didn't ask the president of the United States. But again, I wasn't helping her with her application. I'm just saying. But yes, I was like, lick that envelope and you're supposed to sign usually the recommender has to sign across the back side of the envelope so you know that they haven't tampered with it. So they probably don't do that anymore, Lynn. I don't know.
No, they definitely make you, it's a closed sealed envelope.
Yes. I was like, seal that up.
Russell
went down. That does not look good.
No. So Stevie's calling out for 911 and then the show ends. And next week we have the mid-season finale. And it's going to be one of those episodes, I'm sure, where they're all in the hospital, you know, and then you get a lot of reflective looking back. So that's what I'm guessing. But who knows? Maybe there'll be something.
Okay.
Else.
Well, I think you've introduced a real issue, Leon. Will he lose the election? Will the count go against him? Will there be another? Will Bess have to work for a different president?
Right.
That's very interesting.
One with whom she does not agree at all. So that's very interesting. It could be good. Could be good. All right. In our binders full of blouses this week, I just have to signal out the disc earrings that she wore.
I made note of those highlighted exclamation points. I thought those would look very nice on you. You should get those. I'm sure they cost a fortune. But see if you can go to Target and find copies like that, because those are good. Those were excellent.
Yeah, they were silver. They had like a cutout in the middle. They were a bold statement. You didn't need much. Usually she goes for much more demure jewelry, but she was making a bold statement with those earrings, I thought. So that's all I had in my binders full of blouses. Julie, anything?
There was something else in the sort of, didn't you notice that she had a scarf inside her blouse?
Yes, I did. Yes.
You did notice that?
I did, that blue and white scarf.
The blue and white scarf inside the white blouse. I have never seen that. That's the first. I think we should try it over the holidays during the break before we come back with the mid-season premiere to see if you can actually pull that off.
At one point, she was sitting in a blue chair with the blue jacket on and the blue scarf and the white shirt. I couldn't tell where the chair ended and clothing began. I was like, is that a sweater she has? Is she over the jacket? Like, I couldn't understand the layerage there. And then when she got up and moved around, I was like, okay, it's a jacket, it's a scarf, it's a blouse, and an upholstered chair. Okay, that I get now, but... At one point, it's like, that's a lot happening in that scene.
Yeah,
it's just a lot happening in that close-up shot. So, yeah.
The other thing we like about Bess's character is that she apparently likes junk food. I mean, she was chowing down on that hot dog when she made that her secret trip to the Canadian embassy. She had just a hot dog on the street of New York City. And, you know, she's always going for the donuts at the office. And Blake is usually right behind her, you know, telling her not to eat the donuts and putting something more nutritious in front of her. And this, but in New York, Blake wasn't there. So he had no chance to stop her from eating that the dog on the street.
Also, yogurt making another appearance in this week's show. We had just a scene where Eric Stoltz a few weeks ago was devouring a cup of yogurt.
Yeah.
This time, Stevie eating right out of the big tub. I cannot sanction that, Julie. I can't sanction that.
No, I didn't like that at all. What would our mother Edna Dolan do? She would make you get a dish and sit down with the napkin. And Stevie had her name on that tub of yogurt too.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Oh, I noticed that. Yeah.
Okay, that almost makes me feel better because I was like, what? They're drinking. They do a lot of drinking out of things and. I don't know. I like to think that doesn't happen in my house, but maybe it does when I'm not looking. So yogurt making another appearance there. So,
and just finally, I would like to see Bess use a few more saucers when she's drinking her coffee. Okay. Do you notice that? She never does. Is that a CIA thing, Leanne?
That want to leave any fingerprints?
Don't I don't know. She never takes the saucer. She just always picks up the cup. Again, we just were hounded by our mother in terms of, you know, napkins, sitting down,
coasters,
dishes,
yeah,
coasters, saucers.
Yeah.
So I can't watch scenes like that. With they're upsetting to me.
Okay. All right. We're going on Christmas vacation on our regular show, Satellite Sisters. That's our other podcast that we do every week. But for you, Madam Secretary fans, we will be back next week to cover the mid-season finale. We thought this show was a mid-season finale.
We did. But it was a surprise to us.
But we're ready. We're ready for the two-parter. We want to see what happens to Russell as much as you do. So we will be back with our Madam Secretary recap next week. Again, Satellite Sisters, you can find it at iTunes. You can find it at Stitcher, or you can find it at satellitesisters.com. All right, Julie, I want you to be on the hunt there in Brooklyn. See if you see her motorcade driving around.
I'm going to be looking, Leanne. You know how I love to hunt for celebrities.
We're the Satellite Sisters. Don't forget, call your satellite sister.